It's Friday, the 19th of April, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories, 5 minutes, let's go. Story number 1, the unemployment rate rose to 3.8% last month, still relatively low, demonstrating the resilience in the labour market and providing, it seems, another reason for the Reserve Bank to delay cutting interest rates.
Employment fell by about 7,000 positions following a jump of 118,000 jobs in February. Full-time positions rose by about 28,000 in March. Part-times dropped by 35,000. The labour market is choppy, to say the least. Even the Bureau of Statistics concedes it's been hard to get good data over the past 6 months. The best option is to look at jobs growth over the past 3 months, and that's tracking at about 41,000 per month. That's about what's needed to keep the unemployment rate unchanged, given all the new workers coming into the economy thanks to migration. Forward indicators, think job vacancy rates, job ads, they suggest a slowdown in employment and higher unemployment, but it just hasn't happened yet. In summary, the labour market has weakened during the past 18 months or so, but it's stronger than most people expected.
So, Sean, if the labour market's stronger than expected and more people have jobs, does that add to inflation pressures and thereby delay cuts to interest rates?
Essentially, it does. The numbers from yesterday add to the case to keep rates in Australia on hold. When most people have a job, prices are more likely to be bid up. This, of course, is good news. We want people to have work, but it does restrict the Reserve Bank on what it can do on interest rates. Inflation is still the main game. Next week, we get quarterly CPI figures. If they continue to fall, then rate cuts might be a chance in the September quarter. If not, then that's unlikely, and late this year or early next year is a better bet.
On to story number 2 now. There's an old-fashioned fight about protectionism gathering pace in Canberra, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese saying the government's policies are about de-risking projects to attract private capital.
For decades, protectionism was bad. Then COVID came along, as did all the supply chain and logistics issues associated with that. Protectionism became less bad. Now, a growing number of people reckon the government has gone too far in its Future Made in Australia pact announced this week. In an interview with the Financial Review, former Productivity Commissioner Gary Banks joined all his successors, including incumbent Danielle Wood, in condemning the government's policies of loans, grants, subsidies and investment incentives as a return to protectionism. Mr. Albanese said he didn't understand the policies in full nor appreciate their objectives and likened him to a flat earther. The Prime Minister said the Future Made in Australia scheme is predominantly about loans as well as investment incentives that will be announced in the budget to attract private capital rather than subsidies. He said there is a role for government to get over the bump so companies can begin to produce and the free market isn't enough. You say tomatoes, I say tomatoes.
Story number 3, Sean. 3 million people with a higher education debt are set to be hit with around a 4.5% jump in what they owe on the back of higher inflation.
The figures from the Parliamentary Library yesterday caused Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to say the government needs to do better among younger Australians. The data commissioned by the Greens show those with higher education loans are likely to face an increase of between 4.2% and 4.8%. when the next round of indexation takes place in June. It follows the highest ever indexation of 7% last year. Indexation is the annual process whereby the government increases higher education debt to keep it in line with inflation. Mr. Albanese said the government was considering changes to those rules.
Story number 4, veteran Seven Network CEO James Warburton will step down immediately following a board meeting yesterday, bringing forward his departure date.
Yes, he was originally due to finish up towards the end of this financial year, end of June, but it's been brought forward. Of course, Seven has had all sorts of bad publicity recently. That includes an expenses scandal investigation by the Sydney Morning Herald and the fact that a former Spotlight producer claimed the network paid for drugs, sex workers and more to secure an interview with Bruce Lerman and more. Mr. Warburton, he effectively left the building yesterday. His replacement is the Chief Financial Officer, Jeff Howard. He's been appointed as the new Chief Executive Officer. He'll start today.
Sean, story number 5 is quite incredible. Massive amounts of rain in the United Arab Emirates has swamped the desert nation and disrupted flights in the world's busiest airport for international traffic.
The rain on Tuesday was greater than anything documented since the start of data collection in 1949. On average, Dubai Airport receives 95 mils of rain a year. On Tuesday, 142 mils fell. Heavy rain also fell in Bahrain, Oman, Qatar and Saudi Arabia. The flooding sparked speculation that cloud seeding, flying small planes through clouds, dispersing chemicals aimed at getting rain to fall, may have caused the deluge. But experts, according to Associated Press, said the storm systems that produce the rain were forecast well in advance and that cloud seeding would not have caused such flooding. Now, the UAE relies heavily on desal plants to provide water. It's using cloud seeding, not always popular amongst all its citizens, to try and improve its water supply. Anyway, they've got plenty of water right now.
Yeah, what a remarkable story. And the pictures are just incredible. There we go, the top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Friday, the 19th of April, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast. And if 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed wherever you listen to podcasts. And head along to fearandgreed.com.au and sign up for our free weekly newsletter as well. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.